I am recording for you this process called the constructive rest, which I think you should do for 10 to 15 minutes before you go on the set, or you can do it in between takes, or you can also do it at the end of the day. First, I will talk about the setup. You should be doing this in your private room or trailer or a studio where you know you will be quiet. You will need a mat that's thick enough that you will feel comfortable while you're lying down. To set yourself up, you're going to lie down. So from sitting on top of the mat, slowly allow your spine to roll down. And you will need some soft back books about 2 inches underneath your head. Once you have lay down, put both your hands underneath your lower back and gently tilt your pelvis away from your head. This is to release the sacrum and allow your lower back to widen on the table. Your knees are going to be bent forward. This allows your hip joint, your knees, and your ankles to release, and it also allows your feet to spread. So as you're lying down on your back with knees bent and a book under your head for support, we're going to go through a process of self-awareness. But before we move on, I would like you to say to yourself, I have time. I have time, so you can forget about where you came from. You can forget about what's next and where you're going. And you can be in this moment aware of your whole body. Consider how your body is in contact with the floor. Notice areas of your body that are making more contact. And also notice areas that are not making contact. Say yes to all of it. It's all useful. Do not try to get right or straighten yourself out. Instead, feel what is real in this moment. Don't jump to correct. You may notice that you will begin to start to breathe deeper, that the waves of the breath will be moving throughout your body. It's very much like an internal massage. As you're lying there, you may notice that you will become more aware of your thoughts. Consider what thoughts are dominating your thinking. Are these thoughts conducive to your best use, or does it interfere with your best use? Allow these thoughts to go to the side. Consider what is dominating your emotions. Are these emotions conducive to your best use? Or can you let them go? You have time. Now, we're going to be directing. Directing is a way of thinking and conducting energy in your body. Begin to give yourself directions by thinking of allowing your neck to be free of any unnecessary tension and to allow your head to release away from the spine, to allow your back to release into length and width, and to allow your knees to release away from the hips, and to allow the feet to be on the floor. You will repeat this direction. You're thinking of allowing your neck to be free. The books underneath your head already are gently preventing your neck from contracting, and they're helping your neck to release so your head can go slightly forward and away, and it will allow your spine to follow and the back to release into length and to width, to allow your knees to release away from the hips, and to allow the feet to be on the floor. Allow your thinking to circulate your energy. Your shoulders are very gently releasing, widening to the side, and you can have your hands on your belly, so your elbows are releasing one away from the other. You're allowing your back to widen. You can allow even your lower back and pelvis and buttocks to widen as the knees are going forward. You're allowing your neck to be free of any unnecessary tension. You're allowing your head to release away from the spine, to allow your back to release into length and width, to allow your knees to release away from your hips, and to allow the feet to be on the floor. Notice the breath. Notice your breath getting deeper and easier. You have time. In a moment, we're going to do some whispers, ahs. The whispered ah is a way of breathing which will allow you to release more tension and to connect with your breathing mechanism. It opens it, it deepens it, and it allows you to learn to use it not only within your acting, but also in your personal life. So you will take time, and whatever breath you have, whatever natural breath you have, you're going to let it out with a vowel ah whispered. It's going to sound like this. Once you've done a few, you can stop and just breathe normally. Notice how you feel. Going to take a moment again, and in a moment you're going to do a few more whispered ahs. Allow the breath to go out. And then breathe normally. To complete your constructive rest, you're going to very, very gently allow your neck to release and your head to be directed away from the spine, remembering that you have time. Going to very gently release and monitor the ease in your neck as you're allowing your head to turn to the left, and then allowing your body to follow. Your body is going to follow the direction of your head. Continue rolling. Get up easily, monitoring the relationship of your head, neck, back. Slowly get up. And whether you're sitting or standing, take a moment. Don't just go into movement. Take a moment to adjust to being upright. And then continuing to lengthen and widen, and guiding your head up away from your spine, go ahead and take a few steps, and then continue with your day in a mindful way, in your process. But this is a way for you to have some rest, have some time for yourself, re-energized, rethink things for yourself, and have a way to find neutrality. Enjoy.